Good morning. A Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, who joins us each week. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, I'll read the headline. You give the reaction. Andy, GOP bash fest.
Yeah, the governor and the Senate Republicans, who worked so closely together for 7+ years, are now at war with each other. And with the Senate in turmoil because the Republicans are down a member and can't pass anything on their own, the GOP took exception last week when Kathy Hochul was prepared to help the Democrats pass some hostile amendments, including one that would strengthen the abortion laws. So in retaliation, they introduced a whole bunch of bills that highlight all the controversies and scandals that have plagued the Cuomo administration, including one that would not allow people on campaign payrolls to lobby state agencies. That was a direct shot at Joe Prococo, his former top aide who got convicted of such things. And the governor retaliated by saying, well, you know, they're throwing a Trumpian temper tantrum and we're going to introduce bills of our own, including one that would say you can't spend the majority of your time in Florida, which was a direct personal shot at the Senate Republicans.
Let's talk about the Senate Democrats and pie in the sky dreams here. The Democrats want a vote today, force committee discussion and a vote today on a package of election reform bills.
Yeah, and they use some Senate rules, including one that is rarely used, to get at least a committee vote on it and a hearing almost. So they're going to have, at the committee meeting today, they'll have people come in, good government groups, to say why these bills are important, including creating an early voting system and requiring that presidential and vice presidential candidates who want to get on the ballot in New York have to release their taxes. That's obviously after Trump didn't release his during the campaign. The Republicans are going to be forced, it seems, to at least listen to these good government groups and then vote on it. We'll see what happens from there.
The race to get Cynthia Nixon, the Democratic candidate to run against Andrew Cuomo for the governorship, on the ballot. Explain.
She didn't get on the ballot at the Democratic convention. The governor got over 95% of the vote. She needed 25% to secure a ballot spot. So she's going to petition her way. She's going to need 15,000 signatures from across the state. Some of her volunteers say they're aiming for 50,000, and others say they want 100,000. They think it will help her in the long run to go through this process because it creates a campaign team, a field operation that might not have otherwise come together as quickly, but now they're forced to. So petitioning starts on Tuesday. It runs through, I think, July 12th, and we'll see how many petitions she gets. But obviously, the more you get, the more it can withstand a legal challenge, and it shows, you know, if you're the candidate, a hope of a sign of strength, depending how many signatures you get.
Meanwhile, Nixon's plan to impose a millionaire's tax is apparently not getting any love from her fellow Democrats.
No, there's a lot of Democrats. I spoke to at least three in the Senate who say they oppose the idea. They say that even though some of the plans would be statewide, some of it would be just New York City, but they say it feeds into the GOP perception that Democrats are tax and spenders, and it could hurt Democrats who might win in the suburbs and upstate, and they feel that in the long run it could cost them the majority very quickly if that happens. They point to the imposition of a commuter tax in the MTA region back the last time the Democrats held it, and all the suburban Democrats, or a lot of them, lost their seats as a result. So they're warning, don't do it. And even some people who support the tax, some Senate Democrats, say they shouldn't do it so quickly, that they should take it slow for those very same reasons.
Finally, a big story. Your colleagues Graham Raymond and Stephen Rex Brown are writing about State Senator Marty Golden. Explain what's going on with him.
Yeah, Marty Golden, who is a longtime state senator, before that was a New York City police officer who retired on disability. He gets a disability pension, a couple of thousand, each month. And what ended up happening was they caught him. He went skydiving on Long Island for a veterans benefit program. And, the cause is a good one, but it raised eyebrows at someone who's still getting a higher pension from the NYPD because he was out on injury disability, is skydiving. So needless to say, that raised some eyebrows.
Well, to read any of these stories or even see the pictures of the skydiving senator, you can go to dailynews.com. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us each Monday on WAMC. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime, and be well.